land of ours is under attack. The time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Have a little correction to make, because in reading that story that I talked about, the Senate Majority Leader, Winnie Brinks, saying they're not done yet. They want to repeal the parental consent law here in the state of Michigan. Well, it wasn't 54.5% of those polled supported that. I actually clicked on the link, read the poll itself, the report of the poll. This was done by Marketing Research Group, which ran a poll, included 54.5% of voters who supported Proposal 3. Not that they supported repealing parental consent law, but they had actually voted for Proposal 3 back in 2022. 26.9% voted no on it. 18.6% didn't know where they stood or refused to answer the question. Proposal 3, which enshrined the right to an abortion in Michigan's state constitution, passed 56.66 to 43.34 nearly a year ago. Find it kind of interesting it has three sixes in its percentage. Leading into the questions about restrictions, only 44.8% of the respondents said they supported abortion at any time. Even a lower number, 41.8%, said they supported abortion with restrictions. Well, based on the October 2nd through October 8th survey of 600 likely Michigan voters, this is what they found. 72% of the respondents supported a 24-hour waiting period before someone could get an abortion. This informed consent period allows the doctor to share information before a woman gets an abortion. Well, only 20% opposed the 24-hour waiting period. 70% of the respondents support requiring parents to sign off on a minor age teenager receiving an abortion. So even in their own polling, 70%, 7 out of 10 people said parents need to give consent. Parents need to give consent to their minor child to get an abortion. Well, that's not what the Democrats want. When he brings Senate Majority Leader, while meeting with the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, was very, very, very clear. This is not off the table, and it's something they really want to make a priority. They really want to repeal the parental consent law. So, pretty interesting development. Interesting comments from the Senate Majority Leader. Question is, are they going to get enough votes to pass it? And of course, the governor would sign it. Heading into an election year? I don't think so. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This segment brought to you by the upcoming event that the Presque Isle County Republican Party is going to be having. Their party is going to be having a party. and they would love for you to join them. This is going to be their fundraising event for the year. They would love for you guys to come. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call them. The phone number to call for tickets is Darren Darga. He's also running for the clerk's position in Presque County. His phone number is 231-489-9254. The event is going to be Saturday, May the 11th. It's going to be at the Posen Community Center, 10813 Michigan Avenue in Posen. They've got a keynote speaker, Mark Farner, the former singer, lead guitar songwriter for Grand Funk Railroad. He will be the keynote speaker. Patriot rock star, his perspective from his world, touring around the country for years, knowing a lot of people, getting a pulse of the folks, and where are they coming from, according to his perspective, feedback, going to be a very interesting conversation. It is a fundraiser. They're selling tickets for this event. They're going to have a great meal prepared for us, $50 a person. They will have items there for auction. They'll do a silent auction and also a live auction. I'm sure they'll probably ask Sheriff Joe Brubaker, did such a great job auctioning last time. I'm sure they'll have him do it again. This is their fundraising event. This is going to provide the funds necessary to the Presque County Republican Party to support their endorsed candidates and help them get elected in the August 6th primary and then win in November. So if you'd like, just text me PI for Presque Isle, and I'll text you the flyer and the phone number as well. Again, it's Darren Darga. He is able to be called at 231-489-9254. And we'll get you that information. You can give him a call. They're taking the information over the phone. You can agree to mail him a check. Once he gets your check, he'll mail you the tickets. And they will also be able to take credit cards. Jimmy Rieger says they will also have guns that are going to be auctioned off as well. So I'm sure perhaps Roger Marsh from Onaway Outfitters being able to handle the background checks and be able to do that for you guys. So it's going to be a big event. Now, one of the things I think we're looking at, these stories out of Lansing. And as I'm reading these stories and I'm looking at them, it's almost like the Democrats don't realize that this is an abortion issue that is over. Reproductive health rights. It's been settled in the state of Michigan. But they almost don't even realize that this is an election year. Is abortion really top of mind? Is that really what people are concerned about? Honestly, I don't think so. Why would they be pushing this agenda, pushing these bills, and talking about repealing parental consent laws? Just very, very interesting. Additionally, the same Senate Majority Leader, Winnie Brinks, when asked if there's any chance that the Republicans' immigration legislation banning sanctuary communities in the state of Michigan will receive a committee hearing this term. Senate Majority Leader very simply said, no. What? Well, according to the Senate Majority Leader, sanctuary cities are not a thing. They're not defined in law. I think that giving that any airtime in an official capacity in our Michigan state legislature would be a disservice to the people of Michigan. It's also dishonest to claim that there is such a thing here in Michigan. Sanctuary cities, she's saying it's not a thing. From a legal defined definition, doesn't exist. Meanwhile, Republican legislators have introduced several bills prohibiting municipalities in Michigan from designating themselves as sanctuary communities for individuals in the state without proper immigration status. Senate Bill 724, 725, House Bills 4878, 4880, and House Bill 5615. These are all bills introduced in both the State House and the State Senate. Specifically, the Republican-led legislation would officially restrain county and municipal governments like the city of Detroit, Flint, Grand Rapids, whatever, from adopting or enforcing ordinances, policies, and rules that would limit local government employees or law enforcement from communicating or cooperating with U.S. Immigration Customs Enforcement, known as ICE. Well, calls for the legislation have been amplified following the March 26 arraignment just a couple of days ago of Brandon Ortiz Veit, a 25-year-old Mexican citizen who reportedly was in the country without permission from immigration officials on felony murder and open murder charges regarding his alleged involvement in the death of a 25-year-old girlfriend, Ruby Garcia, in Grand Rapids. Folks, Donald Trump is coming to Grand Rapids today over this particular event, this issue. He's coming, I believe it's 1 o'clock, press release will be at 2:30. I've asked Dr. Sherry O'Donnell to go to this event and be able to cover it for us as a field reporter, which she can give to us on Friday during her interview. This individual, Ortiz Veit, was deported to Mexico back in 2020. 4 years ago, when a federal immigration judge ordered his removal in September of that year, which was the month succeeding him being arrested by Grand Rapids police officers for suspicion of drunk driving, as well as driving on a license that had been suspended, revoked, or denied. Well, within 2 days after Garcia's body was discovered on the west shoulder of U.S. 131 in Grand Rapids, Michigan State Police, providing that it appeared she had been shot in the head and actually run over by a vehicle. Ortiz Veit contacted Allegan County 911 to turn himself in, stating that he shot her multiple times in the wake of an argument. According to the Center for Immigration Studies, Ingham, Kalamazoo, Kent, and Wayne counties, along with the city of Lansing, have all designated themselves as sanctuary communities that, quote, shield criminals from ICE, end quote. Grand Rapids, folks, is in Kent County. Ingham is in Lansing, Kalamazoo, south of Grand Rapids, and Wayne County, Detroit, along with the city of Lansing, all consider themselves sanctuary communities. But the Senate Majority Leader Brinks, speaking after a bill signing in Royal Oak, referenced how the center has been flagged by the Southern Poverty Law Center for having decades-long history of circulating racist writers who are also associating themselves with white nationalists. Southern Poverty Law Center designates the center as an anti-immigration hate group. Kind of interesting. Being from the Grand Rapids area, she says, we have been very focused in Grand Rapids around supporting the family that was impacted by the murder of Ruby Garcia. We are trying to enfold them with love and care. And anyone who would come and distract from that and focus this as a political opportunity to vilify other human beings rather than treat them with integrity that they need and have is misguided. And I would condemn any effort to politicize this in referring to former President Donald Trump's scheduled campaign stop in Grand Rapids today, Tuesday. Well, Trump is anticipated to deliver remarks on Biden's border bloodbath and tie it directly to Garcia's death. Well, of course the Democrats would be against Donald Trump doing that. He's bringing attention to what's happening at the border, and this particular alleged shooter shoots his girlfriend in the head during an argument, tosses her body out of the vehicle and runs over her. Gets out and then throws her body on the side of 131. Somebody who had been deported previously from this country and should not have been here. This is exactly a perfect example of what Biden's policies are doing to our state and to our communities. And of course the Democrats don't want Trump taking advantage of it, and they surely don't want him to coming to Grand Rapids today and holding a press conference over it. Well, too bad. Knowing Donald Trump, he is going to make this a political thing, and it should be. One of the communication directors for the Republican State Leadership Committee, shame on Lansing Democrats for refusing to work with Republicans to address the border crisis. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.